This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week, America's central banker, Ben Bernanke, gives his economic report card to Congress. At least one president within the Federal Reserve System is saying that this summer the Fed will taper off from its stimulus. What does that mean? On Mondays, we check in with Julia Coronado, chief North American economist at BNP Paribas. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Do you think the economy's ready for this, for tapering off, flying by itself?
I think it may be a little bit premature. Things are moving in the right direction, but globally, actually, the data's been pretty disappointing.
But we'll see how the chairman, Ben Bernanke, thinks about this. He's also considering, one presumes, the international picture, the situation in Europe, for instance, before making a judgment.
Exactly. A lot of the risks to the U.S. economy don't come from inside our economy anymore. They come from outside. A slowdown in China, the deepening recession in Europe. All of these things leave us asking the question, who's going to drive global growth? So I think that the chairman is going to echo a note of caution.
But if he doesn't, that would be a good sign. It would suggest that his reading of the economy is stronger than many might have thought.
Well, I think we all look at the same data. I think if the Fed and the markets come to the conclusion at the same time that the economy is moving in the right direction, then the Fed can back away without any problem. But as we've seen over the last couple of years, if the Fed backs away too early, then we can get some disruption, some correction in equity markets, some backing up in interest rates, and that can be disruptive to the recovery process.
Julia Coronado at BNP Paribas speaking to us from London this morning. Julia, thanks.
It's a pleasure.